light once a minute, then the rest of that minute, you're not using power and you're saving power.
Over time, his solar power display has become a local attraction. So although it was created for one person, it now brings joy to many more.
The fun part is standing outside, watching the people watch the display. I get to hear the oohs and ahs, and I get to see the just happiness it brings to everybody around me.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
All right, some helpful tips there. The next song we'll be listening to is Come Around by Russell Lauder.
power under its command. Our fate's now in its hands.
So that was, and get ready for this pronunciation, Triskelion Tectyrany, a song by Triskelion. You practice the names the whole time, but then you know you're going to screw it up when it comes to game time. But outside of that, the next title, which is far more easier to pronounce, is Of Course I Can by the Vladstones. A very nice little song there. So before we go on to some more music, we have a PSA here from Simon Fraser University.
The Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, SVSPO, offers confidential support, advice, and referrals to SFU and FIC community members, including students, staff, and faculty, who have been impacted by sexual violence and misconduct. The SVSPO is a welcoming place where you can access support without judgment or assumptions. We work from a survivor-centered perspective, using an empowerment and trauma-informed approach that considers individual situations and perspectives. Please reach out. Services are located at the Diamond Alumni Center, room 014 on the lower level. Please reach out by email at sv-support@sfu.ca. That was sv-support@sfu.ca.
An important message there for sure. Now that we're getting to about three-quarters of the way in, I'll let you know a little more about me. One of my big hobbies is watching movies. I see many movies a month, often in theaters. And seeing as we're at the end of the month, I thought I'd let you know what movies I saw this month that you might be interested in. One is a film called Fingernails. It stars Jesse Buckley and Riz Ahmed, who work at a facility that matches people up 100% perfectly with the love of their life. Now, there cannot be more than two people. Everyone is a perfect match. But in this movie, the character played by Jesse Buckley starts to have feelings for her partner, played by Riz Ahmed. The problem is she's already been matched up with somebody else, played by Jeremy Allen White, who is her 100% match. But since she can't have two, she's starting to wonder if this person she's matched with is right or not. It's just a beautiful film. You could feel the pain and loss of Jesse Buckley's character, but you could also feel the love and hope that comes from it. I know it's a long shot, but I hope Jesse Buckley can be a long shot for an Oscar nomination in a couple of weeks when they do the nominations for that. Another film I watched that I also greatly liked was Saltburn. I saw this in Bellingham at the Regal Theater down there. And Saltburn is the sophomore debut from Emerald Fennell, who back in 2020 came out with the film Promising Young Woman that won the Best Original Screenplay Oscar. Here she does something very different than that first movie. This film is a lot more of a black comedy. It's a lot more of a thriller. And if you're willing to separate what Promising Young Woman was, this film is a really interesting one. Starberry Cogan, who plays Oliver, a meek person who comes into contact with a family of the titular Saltburn, and has to try and maneuver through these rich people's lives, while also having a possibly more devious plan underneath. It's a somewhat uncomfortable film intentionally. Director Emerald Fennell does not want to take away from the, you know, very difficult scenes she shows. But if you're willing to go along for the ride, it is a really interesting movie. Jacob El Ghori, who was in another film I saw this month, Priscilla, is also very good in this movie. And one of the standouts, though, is Rosamund Pike, who plays the matriarch of the family, and she's really good at just delivering these really out-of-touch comedic lines. I hope her and Kogan also receive some looks come the Oscar nomination season. Well, that just shows I'm not just about music. I am also about movies, too. So with that done, let's move on to our next song, which is Can't Bring Me Down, featuring Nicole Buss by Backerman and Toby Grad.
Back all the love you stole. You can't bring me down, can't bring me down, 'cause I'm on higher ground.
I chase the feeling of being your favorite. That's why even when it hurts, I'll stay on. Like it's my calling. I'm holding out for
again. So that was Unconditional by Molly Birch. Birch is a Los Angeles-based indie artist who grew up in a show business family with parents who were writer, producers, and casting director. And she grew up on classic musicals and songs from people like Billie Holiday and Nina Simone as an influence to her style. She plays with guitarist Daley Tolver. I really should stop falling into saying names. And she has been performing since the 2010s, beginning with her love song, Valentine's Day, in 2017. So I'm almost done with my time here, but I hope you'll stay tuned for the next open mic, which will be hosted by Kay, and I'm sure it will be A-OK. The next song we're going to play here is Bizarre Love Triangle by Munya. So I am almost out of here, but before I leave, we'll play a little bit of Lo-Fi Future by Sergeant X Comrade. Thank you for tuning in today.